Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Keystone State, Pennsylvania, the place of my birth and celebration all my young life. The same for Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the New York Post. However, there's a phenomenon in Pennsylvania right now that is worth identifying, although it doesn't have a name. The phenomenon is the election of 22-24 played out in opinions that are not supported by facts. And yet, Selena, a very good evening to you. We come to the 447-foot bridge that collapsed some days past, just coincidentally on the day the president of the United States was visiting Pittsburgh. So first responders and the city of Pittsburgh turned out. Everybody dealt with the crisis. There was no death, to my knowledge, and you can help me on this. There were very brave people who plunged into the chasm that was created. However, the governor then got involved, and here's the warning that something is awry in Pennsylvania. Governor Tom Wolf, a very good Democrat, a man identified with unionism, a man who's been in charge of Pennsylvania through the pandemic and has struggled to balance mandates to the need for Pennsylvania to work. What is it that the governor tweeted that was in error that illustrates how the Keystone State is now struggling? Good evening to you, Selena.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. Once it was determined, and that was a very dramatic moment, I think pretty much the whole nation saw that happen when the aftermath of the bridge collapsing and the bus dangling on the bed of the bridge. And it got a lot of attention, as you point out, because Biden was in Pittsburgh that day. But once the all clear was called, meaning no fatalities, no critical injuries, which is a miracle beyond miracles, the first thing and the only thing that the governor tweeted in that moment was about politics. He praised both the president and Senator Bob Casey for their for supporting the infrastructure bill, and then did a series of tweets attacking Republicans for not supporting the infrastructure bill, which would have saved the bridge. Well, there's a couple things to unpack there. First of all, the bridge was not in the infrastructure bill. The bridge never would have been in the infrastructure bill. It's city property. It's funded by the city. It is not funded. It's not one of the bridges that would have been receiving federal funding. So right there, you start out with a big misstep. But second of all, in that moment, when so much bravery happened, so much quick thinking by police officers, it surely contributed to the lack of tragedies in the, with those people that fell down into the ravine in their vehicles, some of them upside down. He makes four words reference to first responders showing up, and that was it. And he makes, in that moment, he makes politics the hero and not the people who we should be thinking about first. The people who rappelled down to the ravine, the ones that formed a human chain so that they get down there and stabilize the people that are in the vehicles. They don't even know if they're alive at this point. It's pitch dark. A natural gas line had been ruptured, so the smell of natural gas is filling the whole entire area. The streetlights have been locked out, and they can't even see. So there's all these wonderful moments of heroics, of people coming together, people in the neighborhood, you know, trying to help as well as soon as they hear it happening. And it was a moment that could have been spectacular and meaningful. And instead, it became immediately divisive. And he missed his moment to bring people together.
And that describes this larger observation that Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, a state that either party needs in order to be victorious, either in the midterms of the presidential election. And that's been true for ever. That's true from the beginning of the United States of America. That's why we call it the Keystone State. I grew up in eastern Pennsylvania, in the 13th Congressional District. My grandfather was a ward leader, and we passed out literature when I was 4 years old for somebody named Ike, a great big picture in my grandmother and grandfather's basement. Next to the washer, well, what was then the washer dryer? It was a washer and a wringer. You remember, right. Selena?
Oh yeah,
a great big picture. It was bigger than anybody I ever knew. This guy named Ike. That was the eastern Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, where Selena grew up, had the same mix of Republicans and Democrats, and each election would go back and forth, locally and nationally. And now, one way to describe what Selena just illustrated in the collapse of the bridge is Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin lives next door to Western Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania, West Virginia and Pennsylvania share something in common all the way back before the Civil War. They're both Union states, and their politics are profound. So, Selena, help us draw a lesson for how the Democratic Party struggles with Joe Manchin, and how Tom Wolf struggled with the facts of the collapse of the Fern Hollow Bridge. Is there a comparison we can draw?
Yeah, I think that there is, and it's a very simple one. There's a common missing component coming from today's Democrat Party that Joe Manchin still espouses. And if you listen to him, or if you've listened to him for the past year, ever since the Republicans lost the Georgia Senate race and it became clear that he was going to be the center of attention for everything that had to do with passing bills, is Manchin talks aspirationally. He talks about ways to bring people together. And that is a component that the Democrats are missing currently. And that often happens to parties that are in power. It's very interesting. Because they hold power, they tend to use that power to be divisive to retain the power. And if the wave of elections in the past 15 years have taught us anything, is that we don't want the party in power to be divisive. That's why we throw them out. They didn't listen to what we wanted. They want Americans have this just sort of built in our DNA to be part of something bigger than themselves, and often that crosses party political lines. And that's the struggle that Democrats have right now, and it's a struggle that any party in power tends to get once they get the power.
Selena, Joe Manchin, observing this from West Virginia, does he shake his head and puzzle about what's gone wrong with the Democratic, or what has happened to the Democratic Party that they're not hearing the American people? And does he expect the Democratic Party to right itself after another election?
I mean, he speaks about it all the time. You could go on Google or YouTube and look at the most latest things that he has said. And he constantly refers to a party, a national party that he no longer recognizes. Now, that's not true for the Democratic Party in West Virginia. However, the Democratic Party in West Virginia looks a lot like the Republican Party everywhere else. And so, in most things, except they have the components of the New Deal Democrats, which were longly the legacy Democrats. I mean, for, you know, 60 years, that's the identity of a Democrat. And he mourns that loss constantly. I don't know that that room remains for him in this party, but I don't think that means Joe Manchin goes away. I think he will always be the voice of aspiration.
And there's reason to believe that Joe Manchin might have support in the Democratic Party. It's just quiet now because it isn't practical to speak out. Do you sense there are other senators and members of Congress who would join in his criticism of his own party if they were free to?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's pretty sort of sad that they are unable to do that. Whether it's right or wrong, Republicans really haven't had a problem doing that. And you know, they've suffered for going against each other. I think that one of the big mistakes that the Republican Party, recently the Republican National Committee censured two Republicans. And it is largely by people that I talk to, even though they might be on one side or the other on the issue, don't like that. They do not believe that the National Party, which is basically a campaign arm, should be censuring anybody. People within their own states can figure out who they want to represent them. And that is something that the Democrats have done in the past. But this is not something that Republican voters, even if they disagree with who was ever censured, they want to see a National Party doing to any member.
I'm speaking with Selina Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Washington Examiner, the Middle of Somewhere column, as well as the New York Post. And we're talking about the politics of our home state, the Keystone State. We've spoken of Joe Manchin next door, but when we come back, there's an open seat in the Senate in Pennsylvania. And right now, there's a pursuit of that seat, given the strength of the party. The Democratic president and his endorsement has power in Pennsylvania. But Connor Lamb, question mark, when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.